It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Candace Russell talks about her latest publication, Masterpieces of Haitian Art. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers A Word on Food, and our Broward Arts calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. Now, music contributor Bob Weinberg checks in with South Florida's signature blues man.
Help me, please. Give me patience for these fools surrounding me.
With his latest recording, Albert Castilla has truly gone international. The 44-year-old blues guitar hero, who has built a rabid following here in South Florida, has released his sixth CD, Solid Ground, on the German-based Roof label. Castilla has also just returned from a European tour that brought him through Belgium, the Netherlands, France, the UK, Germany, and Austria during the past few months. He returned, momentarily, in February to perform at the Riverwalk Blues Festival in Fort Lauderdale before jetting back to the continent to finish out the tour. As the wheels of Castilla's plane touch the tarmac at Fort Lauderdale Airport, he'll hit the ground running, maintaining a breakneck pace through the Sunshine State. Fort Lauderdale, Bradenton, St. Petersburg, and Fort Myers are all on the itinerary, which begins this Saturday with a CD release party at the Downtowner Saloon in Fort Lauderdale. And certainly Solid Ground is well worth celebrating. Castilla displays his deep knowledge of the blues idiom, pulling licks from his solid-body Delaney guitar that recall the steely textures of Buddy Guy, John Lee Hooker, and Hubert Sumlin. His voice is deeply soulful, reflecting the time he spent on stage and on the road with blues performers such as Junior Wells and Sandra Hall, not to mention Miami mentor Graham Wood Drought of Ico Ico fame. Drought's influence also can be heard in Castilla's original tunes, which make up the bulk of Solid Ground, as well as the guitarist's heartfelt rendition of Drought's Celebration and Searching the Desert for the Blues. On stage, Castilla often reveals more of a rock-edged jam aesthetic, but here, he variously dips into bouncy Chicago shuffles, humid Memphis mood setters, and even classic Philly soul. Castilla recently spoke with South Florida Arts Beat at the WLRN studios in Miami about his recent travels and his new recording. Albert Castilla, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Bob.
We're so happy to have you back here in the USA.
It's good to be home.
Really, so is. You just got off the plane and you were in where?
I was in Belgium, Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, France. Yeah,
wow.
I think that's it. I was in Luxembourg. I was all over the place in the last 3 months.
Did you have a favorite tour stop or something that sticks out in your mind?
Man, it was all great, but the Netherlands was a lot of fun. It was a nice place, beautiful place. If I had to live anywhere else outside of the United States, it would probably be the Netherlands. But I enjoyed Germany a lot. There were a lot of great places in Germany. Belgium was incredibly kind to me. People in Belgium were great to me, and it was just a lot of fun. The whole tour was great. Where else? Vienna, beautiful city.
You were telling us before you also got to sample not just the local victuals, but also some great beer.
Great German and Belgian beer. Every town in Germany has their own local brew, and I think every local brew in Germany is better than any of the stuff we have here, you know.
Yeah, most likely.
Although, you know, we do have a great microbrewery scene in the United States, but I mean, these guys, they can make beer in their sleep, you know, and it's great. I'm a Pilsner guy, and their Pilsners are amazing.
Yeah, they have a little bit more experience, I guess. It goes back probably 1,000 years of this country.
Yeah, you know, it's very simple. Their recipes are real simple, but you can taste it. You know, that there's no garbage in their stuff. You can taste it's just fresh, real good fresh stuff there.
So on this tour, you had your guys with you, your band?
I had my bass player, Matt Schuler, with me, and then we had a Joe Voy, a drummer out of Kansas City, filling in. My drummer, Bob Amsel,
yeah.
He couldn't make the trip, so we got Joe Voy out of Kansas City to do it. He did really well.
Oh,
he did a great job.
You were also telling me before that you were on a caravan tour, and that was sponsored by Roof Records?
Roof Records, yeah. They put on it was like a music review. It was three guitar players with a house band backing us up, and that started in January, and that ran through mid-March. I think I had 3 weeks off in between, and that was a great experience. I got to play with a chap named Lawrence Jones out of England, a young kid, and Christina Schulberg out of Norway. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But I was really looking forward to getting the band out there.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Having them experience what I had experienced with the caravan, you know, and it was great.
Sure.
I had a great time on the last tour with the band.
So this was your first recording for Roof Records, which is based in Germany, correct?
Correct. They're based out of Germany. Yeah, Roof Records.
Yeah, so solid ground. And this is kind of a great label. It's been around for a number of years. And Thomas Roof, as we were discussing before, had a history with Bernard Allison.
Yes, and Luther Luther Allison as well.
And Luther Allison, yeah.
And he's got a lot of great players on his roster. You know, Walter Trout, Coco Montoya, Candy Kane. I mean, the list goes on and on. I got some friends who are on the label as well, Samantha Fish and Mike Zito.
Sure. Some of us saw you with Samantha at the Riverwalk Blues Fest.
Yeah. Samantha and Mike Zito were both very instrumental in me getting the deal with Roof. They were very strong advocates for me. You know, they kept pushing Thomas to sign me. And, you know, after a few years of them bugging him about it, he just finally gave in.
Now, for you personally, does this kind of help you with international distribution and also getting in front of international audiences?
I'm sure it helps distribution-wise, but I know exposure-wise, it's helped me a lot, immensely. I mean, I covered a lot of ground on the Roof tour, and Roof's very strong in Europe as far as their distribution goes. So definitely was a great move for me to go with them. I got a whole new fan base now because of the record and because of the tour supporting the record.
Sure.
It was a good move, you know.
And this recording also, stylistically, you cover a lot of ground. You know, we've got certainly some Chicago blues, which is your background, going back with Junior Wells. And and also there's some Philly soul sound. One particular track was Love One Another.
Yeah.
It kind of sounded like a great old Philly soul classic.
Yeah. That was it's funny that we're talking about this now, because I wrote this song shortly after the Boston Marathon bombing. And the whole thing afterwards, and how the city had handled it, and the way everybody looked after each other.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Everybody in Boston and that Boston area that looked after each other and took care of each other after that. And it was very inspirational, and that's actually how the song came about.
Yeah.
I had this riff, and, you know, I don't know what I was channeling. I think I might have been who I was channeling. I think it was like
Tyrone Davis, maybe?
Yeah, Tyrone Davis was definitely Tyrone Davis was probably the biggest name I was channeling there. It was definitely a Tyrone. I was thinking Tyrone Davis, I think, yeah.
Yeah. And while we're talking of inspirations, too, we've got two cuts on here by Graham Wood Drought. And I know you go back with Graham a long time and probably saw him at Tobacco Road way back in the day.
25 years we go back.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, well, I used to go to his jam sessions in the early 90s on Mondays. Yeah. He's a great songwriter, you know, and, you know, part of my mission on this earth is to get his music out. You know, I think he's one of the best songwriters that ever walked the face of the earth. I think he's as good a songwriter as John Hiatt or Tom Waits.
Wow, sure.
I think he's up there with the Randy Newmans and the Bob Dylans of the world. I just think he, you know, I think this is a business where, you know, you have to be very lucky to get breaks, you know, and he deserves to be heard. So it's my mission to get his music out there, and this was a great opportunity to get his stuff out, you know, get his songs out.
Sure, sure.
And he wrote a couple really good ones that I had to put on there. Just Like Jesus was a no-brainer when I first heard it.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to put it on record. Celebration, I had recorded previously, but I recorded it as an acoustic track.
Yes. Yeah.
And it wasn't really how I wanted to record it, and I had a different vision for it. When I got to do this record on my own, I threw the band in there in the mix.
Yeah, and then Searching the Desert
was another one, which we wound up doing a music video
for. Did a video for it. Was that your first video?
I did one years ago, but this was a real good experience, that video was.
I did also want to ask you about this great instrumental, Little Havana Blues, which is subtitled A Rose Cone Mango. So can you tell us, I mean, that harks back to your roots here in Miami. You grew up, was it Coral Gables?
Coral Gables. Yeah. I grew up in Coral Gables, not too far from Little Havana, actually. I lived out on the border off of Lejeune Road, and used to make many trips to Little Havana. But actually, that song came about, I was watching the Marlins play last year, and they were getting their brains beat in. I think it was like 11-1 or something. They were at home, and I was just grooving, you know. I was playing some Latin. I was playing a Latin groove. And that's when all the stuff with the team was, all the controversy with them selling all the talent that they had away. And you know, the attendance was bad. Things were going really, really bad. And I just was staring at the TV watching the game. And the title kind of just came out of nowhere. And Arroz con Mango is like kind of like a Spanish term for like a mess. You know, so I was, that's where I got the title from, was from watching the Marlins play.
Well, it's like,
I went to the game yesterday and they won. So
there you go.
They're winning me back, but I was a little mad at them back then. That was the inspiration. But when as I was playing and watching the game, I started thinking about Miami as well, you know, and the Latin and Caribbean influence that exists. And I wanted to throw that in there too. I want to represent, you know, where I come from. You know, I think South Florida's got a real heavy music. It had a heavy music scene. It's got a rich history, and I'm not ashamed to be from here. I'm proud of being from the area.
Yeah.
And you know, every now and then I like to throw a tribute in.
Yeah.
You know, and Little Havana's kind of my tribute to South Florida and Miami.
Yeah, I remember seeing you in Little Havana. I think it was maybe back with the Miami Blues Authority. Many, many years ago in a small bar down there.
What if it was the Brickell Tavern?
Might have been, yeah.
So, no, I mean, there was quite a scene back then in Miami. You know, we had quite a scene going back then in those days when you saw me, when I was just starting out. There was, you know, there was Ico, there was Pat DeLeon, you know.
Sure, Fleet Starbuck.
Fleet Starbuck. Joey Gilmore was kicking butt back then, too, and Lynn Noble.
Yeah, Rob Friedman.
Oh, yeah, the Good Rockin' Johnny and the Wise Guys was a great band, you know.
Roach Thompson,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. So many greats.
Great scene, you know, and I'm proud of it, you know. I'm proud of it.
Well, Albert, it's such a pleasure to have you back in town once again, and we're looking forward to your CD release party coming up Saturday night at the Downtowner.
At the Maxwell Room, correct.
In the Maxwell Room. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you, Albert.
Thanks, Bob.
Great seeing you again.
Thanks, brother.
The Albert Castilla Band performs at 8 p.m. Saturday at the Downtowner Saloon on the New River in Fort Lauderdale. For more information, visit downtownersaloon.com or call 954-463-9800. For more about Castilla and his new recording, visit albertcastilla.net. This is Bob Weinberg for South Florida Artsbeat.
Bob Weinberg is a writer and editor for Jazz Is Magazine and the online publication Jazz and Blues Florida. You can contact him at bobweinberg@mac.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue here on WLRN and WKWM in just a moment.